training program. Now, you are, as some of you will recall, the decision to do a training program was done 3 weeks ago, and we are putting this together, and you asked if you couldn't have at least got some idea. We would have been meeting Tuesday. As you know, we took a joint decision. It doesn't seem to even interest you that we took a joint decision not to have a meeting on Tuesday. So, the reason for that is there was an agreement that if we did do that, you would all be on time on Thursday and Friday. Do you recall that? I just want everyone to hear this clearly. I don't want to hear about a flight not leaving. I actually want to simply see people there because this is a serious issue. Please, all of you, and those who aren't here, like Honourable Mpongi, is aware of that because we work together on this. So just so that you do know, the other person who's not aware of it entirely is Honourable Mantash, and we'll make her aware of it. Otherwise, all of you are informed except Honourable Anton Elvis, is that right? No, about the timing, etc. Sharp. It's 9 o'clock on Thursday, and the reason for that as well is that it's a long program. We are going to start off with a one-hour committee meeting, and the one-hour committee meeting is to process the draft of the colloquium. Here it is, you know, and simply to breeze through it, not to analyze it, and to note what companies we've decided to call back and why they haven't come back, and also to hand to you outstanding written responses. In other words, an administrative working hour, as it were. So I hope everyone is aware of that. To pass the oversight visit, because it needs a decision from the committee. Okay? So once you've got the oversight program on Thursday, we need to adopt it. So that is processed. Is that right, Mr. Herman? Right. So we care about the 1 hour. I've asked Mr. Herman to please email you the draft colloquium report. All right, so you will have had it by then. Now, the training program, I'm not going through the purpose, but we said we'll focus on 3 areas, the industrial development, the trade per se, regional integration, which supports trade, of course. I don't know, this seems to have 2 pages, but it is only 2. And the mandate, etc. Now, in the TRICE program, you've got some excellent people here. Nimrod Zolk, he's already given you his document, one of the few. I'm hoping that we'll get the ambassador's document today. Now, the problem will be how to get it to people. Is it on email? Has everyone got an email? And won't you communicate that information to Honourable Shabambu, Honourable Malodzi, that, you know, the information coming on email to him? Yeah, please. Lerato Mataboni, Regional MacDonald, Nancy Denzi, and Johan Strijer. All the documents will come to you by email, and I said we want those documents no later than Monday afternoon, so you will have time for it. This is going to be altered. 9 o'clock we'll start off with a committee meeting. Tea, a committee meeting. We're not having a tea break there. You're going to start off with tea before you come into the meeting. So then you'll have a 1 hour going straight into industrial policy. So those who want tea and breakfast, get here at 8:45. Then there will be lunch, technical infrastructure, international trade, tea, international goods. We expect, we don't always aim for 4 o'clock, but 30:30 in case we run over a little, okay? The 26th, the same sort of thing. I thought we may need to revise that to go to 4 o'clock or 3:30, but let's see how we move on the Thursday itself. Has everyone agreed on that? Right. The one person that we may have been helpful, you mentioned, was Trudy, was it? Oh, she'll come later. That's from the East, wasn't it? Not Western, what case? Cape Town University. All right. Now, that you got the program and you've just glanced at it. You can see we've tried to cover the mandate. That's all we've tried to do. There's not an opportunity to find out, is the department doing its job, isn't it? And I believe that this will be useful for us. Right, so can we have someone to propose adoption of that program? Thank you, Honourable Liyenge. Seconded by Honourable MacPherson. I thank you very much for that. Thank you. The last point that we've got here is on consideration of minutes. You've got your Hansard stuff here as well. I've got all of mine. Well, I must say, Mr. Hermans, all the chairs are borrowing my schedule because they think the way we're doing it and you're implementing it is really the way to move. Very professional, I'm told. There we are. Right, we've got, is this right, Wednesday the 3rd of September? Right. Colloquium, and we have a transcript, okay? Present, whoever was present, everyone here, opening and welcome. It would be appreciated if the opening and welcome would not sit at the bottom of the page. Now that's not professional, but the rest of it is. Page 1. Page 2. Input from stakeholders attached. I think you will find that having Hansard in a colloquium is very constructive for you, especially yourself, Honourable Hildus. You were away and study leave, and now you've got that. Okay. So that's the only, well, we've got another set here. Let's get it, the 9th of September. Someone, somebody to propose the adoption. Honourable MacPherson, seconded by only those present, of course. Who was present? Liyenge, you have to be really putting that hand up all the time. Thank you very much. Thank you. Not that there's any coercion. 9th of September. Page 1. Page 2. And at this one, a detailed briefing on the trade policy. I do hope you're going to keep these minutes. And the attached presentation. But this was issued on the day. You know, those of you who were here, of course, Honourable Hildes wouldn't have received it unless he got it by email. All right. Page 3. Page 4. We have somebody to propose adoption of the minutes. Thank you. Where any people present here is myself, MacPherson, and who else? People have to stand over them because, where's Imtali? Where is Imtali? Is the Honourable Imtali?
Yeah, he was around here, I think. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you here? Yeah, because you see, the register wasn't signed. This is what... It wasn't. My apologies. It wasn't noted on page 1. Right, okay. So are you going to propose the second that you proposed, and also we... That's very good of you, thank you. Get rid of those then. Go through to the 10th, Wednesday. This was by the Auditor General when most people thought it wasn't necessary to attend. You know, I know there's party business to attend to, but I also know that a number of people were on official to took official leave to attend to certain things, their health or other issues. We had Honourable Matiati here, we had Honourable Mkongi, Honourable Kornoff, and stuff. So at least we've got the Honourable McPherson and yourself, Honourable Kornoff. Can we have someone to propose? Well, first of all, page one. Page two. Page two. I would suggest those who couldn't make it get up these minutes because there wouldn't have been a Hansard for this, but there would have been documentation. Honourable Yenge, have you got the documentation? No. See, if someone isn't here, maybe it can be put in their mailboxes. That's the sort of thing we did last term. Right. Have you got it, Honourable Hill Lewis? Oh, well, then that's... Yeah. Right. Page three. Right, can we have someone to propose adoption? Honourable McPherson, seconded by Honourable Kornoff. The minutes are done. You'll note that we're right up to date. Yes, Honourable Hill Lewis?
I presume then that you dealt with quite a few minutes in absence at those meetings. Can I just ask the Secretary if I can have those minutes, please, in my pigeonhole or just deliver to my office?
The minutes of the night, I mean, we did see.
Yeah. Yes. So if I could have those sets of minutes just delivered to my office, please.
Yeah. I do think that that's quite important to get the minutes done. All right. Now, it's Heritage Day.
Coming up on Wednesday. And we had some very interesting points be made in the House yesterday. But I really think, well, let me just give a little, perhaps, light aside. You know, I thought to myself, what should I wear when I was asked to wear traditional dress? It was a choice coming from my mother, the French Huguenots, you know, being out for a couple of centuries anyway. And my father, who arrived at the beginning of the last century because he was born in Scotland, he came out when he was 18 months old, at the beginning of the last century in, I suppose, 907. So the thing is, I thought being the Scottish vote that day, I didn't want to confuse the issue. I may be seen as lending support to a yes vote there or something, you know. So I refrained from my kilt and then chose to move toward what my mother had given me. She had passed on now many less 30 years, and wore a hat and a dress that belonged to her, which then no one recognized me as a result. But never mind, I don't think that was the purpose of it. The purpose of it was to recognize your heritage, but your joint heritage in the country. And I'll just ask this committee, we've worked very well in this quarter, and one would like to move on while we recognize that we have a lot in common, we South Africans. We want to build better country from whatever party you come. And that we need to try and focus on that and try to respect each other a little bit more. Remember the reason why we have had a revolution, why we had changes, is because there was so much lack of respect for people in our country as a baseline, alongside, of course, issues like land, etc. So I want to thank you personally, all of you, and I hope you'll all be there training as well. Please travel safely. Enjoy Heritage Day with your families and extended families. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned till Thursday.